Hey, this is Rich from Rich TV Live. I wanted to talk to you about the World Cup finals between Croatia and France in Russia, 2018. It was an amazing World Cup final. Lots of goals, 6 goals. Unfortunately, France had a little bit more of the luck. They scored the first goal on an own goal off a free kick. Mandzukic tried to head it, and he headed it right into his own net. That gave France the early 1-0 lead. Then Perisic tied it on a beautiful goal in the first half to make it 1-1. And then right before the end of the first half, Perisic, the same guy who tied it, hit the ball with his hand in the penalty box, and Griezmann came up and took the penalty to give France the 2-1 lead right before half. In the second half, Croatia came out on fire trying to tie the game. Even fans were running out on the field trying to slow them down, to slow the momentum down. It seemed to work because Pogba scored an amazing goal to make it 3-1. Paul Pogba, not really doing much in the World Cup, but he showed up in the final game with a beautiful shot just outside the box with his left foot in the left-hand side of the net to give France the 3-1 lead in the second half. And it looked like it was just too much for them to overcome. And then Mbappe did a beautiful shot from outside the box to make it 4-1 before the goalie from France gave up a terrible goal to Croatia, to Mandzukic, trying to deke him out, making a huge error. Mandzukic scored pretty much an own goal, but they gave it to Mandzukic to make it 4-2, but that's as far as they would come. France wins the World Cup finals in Russia 4-2 over Croatia. Luka Modric wins the player of the tournament in a losing cause for Croatia. Luka Modric was amazing throughout the entire tournament. Croatia put up a huge battle. They fought hard, but just luck wasn't on their side. And France had a very strong strategy of counterattacking. And it seemed like whenever they wanted to, they could just score. And it was their day today. So France wins the World Cup. It was an amazing World Cup in Russia. Russia should be very proud of themselves the way they hosted the World Cup. It was an amazing World Cup without any major incidents, and the games were great, the tournament was great, the final game was great, lots of goals, 4-2, France wins. Congratulations, France, on the World Cup in 2018 in Russia. You are the world champions. This is your boy Rich, and I'm out. Peace. Hi, this is Rich from Rich TV Live. Today I want to talk about Netflix. Netflix is something that I've been watching, I've been investing in and talking about for about a year and a half, and it's performed very well. One of the top performers in the world in the last year. Now, I did a video about a week ago saying that I felt like Netflix was going to go higher, and I still do. However, yesterday they did their quarterly financials, and they came up short on their subscriber estimates by about 1 million subscribers. They finished with 5.15 new additional subscribers for the quarter when they had estimates of over 6 million. So they fell about 1 million subscribers short. Because of that, the stock tumbled aftermarket and pre-market today, and we're down 14%, just catastrophic drop, which I believe was signaling a buying opportunity. Because this is a stock that just doesn't go down. When it goes down, it typically comes right back up. So what happened after it opened up, it came back up and finished the day down about 5%. So it wasn't a terrible day for Netflix. But if you wanted to know why it went down, that's the reason why it went down. But I still believe long term, it's a huge winner. And I'm going to make a prediction. You will see it at $1,000 per share in the future. You heard it here first from your boy Rich. Thank you for watching. Make sure you like and subscribe all the videos on Rich TV Live. Follow us on all social media platforms. Thank you for watching. I love you all. This is your boy Rich telling you why Netflix is down. But don't worry, it'll come back up. I'm out. Peace.